We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
He's so nice.
He's all powerful.
He is a genius.
What a load of garbage.
On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a Monday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, your co-host today. Max Power Producing Engineering. 869-1240 is the phone number to get a hold of us. The Twin Peaks Hotline. Two locations in Wichita, east at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Taft. And here we are. Is it still chilly outside?
It was crisp. It's not really chilly, I don't think.
Expecting rain tonight, tomorrow. I never like that, but it is what it is. We got 16 games in Saturday at Saturday Showcase.
It's a lot. It turned out to be a pretty nice day Saturday.
Beautiful day.
I mean, when I got home, I was like, it's actually nice.
What time did you get home?
5.
How'd the Eagles look? How'd they sound?
Oh, my God. I just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Just unbelievable.
Even after seeing them.
You think I can't get enough. I don't know what you want me to say. There's not one
day. I think it's believable.
Where there's not one day where I'll say, well, I think I've had enough. I'm done. I
mean, well, almost what you said.
No, I said I think they're going to be done. I'm never going to be done, but they're going to be done at some point.
No, that's not what you said. Here's the text. Do you want to get into this?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. A text that came from you the other night. I got to find it. Here's what it is. This feels like maybe the last one.
Yeah.
How so? Just a feeling, something in the air. For you or them, they have more. For me.
Yeah, they have 7 more scheduled.
You said for me, not them.
Right. But you understand, I mean, it's my last one. It might be my last one because they are wrapping up. They obviously, yes, they have 7 more concerts scheduled. But who knows after that?
Well, like you said, they're not going to end up in Europe.
Well, I don't. But who knows what's going to happen? Is what I'm saying.
So something in the air, disaster is going to happen.
Maybe
one of the Eagles is going to perish. Is what you're insinuating?
Not necessarily, but maybe there's something that will cause them to stop. Maybe one of their wives gets sick, or I don't know.
That's it's a just, feeling you have in the air.
No, the feeling is that it's over for me.
But not for them necessarily.
No, for them. If it's over for them, it's over for me. If they keep going, I keep going. They're scheduled to open some venue in California next year. We'll see.
Are you going to that?
If it's all they have, then yeah, I will.
Will go to California to open some venue that you don't even know about. It's maddening.
Come with me.
No, I'm not going. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go. I'm focused on one thing right now in my life, and that makes me... Bob is a dull boy.
Not necessarily.
That's all I got for you.
You make time for League 42. I make time to travel. And
I don't make time for League 42. It's time. It's the time.
But you make time for it. You don't say, I'm too busy to go tonight.
So I did this exercise this morning because Albert Pujols hit a couple home runs yesterday against the Pirates. A blowout win, one of them off Van Meter. An infielder, but it's number 683 now in his career for Albert Pujols. So I did this exercise in which I looked at the greatest players of all time. And I ranked them in, I didn't rank them, they are ranked historically. And here are the categories I looked at, okay? To try to judge the greatest players ever. Total bases, home runs, RBIs, runs, hits, slugging percentage, and on-base percentage. Fair assessment? Is that a pretty fair assessment of a player's value?
Well, war, but okay.
This all adds up to war.
Not necessarily. You don't have base running in there. You don't have defense in there. You don't have...
Yeah, I don't have defense because it's not going to make that big a difference with these people.
Well, it made a pretty big difference for Ozzie Smith and for Willie Mays.
And then here are the names I wrote down. And I may have missed... I didn't put Mantle in, and I probably should have, but he didn't play enough. He played a lot, but he didn't play, I don't know.
Over 500 homers.
Yeah, I know. Mantle probably ought to be on this list. But here are the players I did put on the list. Cobb, Aaron, Williams, Musial, Ruth, Bonds, Mays, Gehrig, A-Rod, Yastrzemski. I probably ought to go Mantle over Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski's darn good. He won a Triple Crown. I know Mantle did, too.
Yeah, but he's 347th all-time in slugging percentage.
Well, he wasn't a power guy all the time.
Griffey, Pujols, Rose, and Frank Robinson. Now, Rose, number one in hits, number nine in total bases, number six in runs, but number 963 in slugging, number 512 in home runs. Who do you think are the three players who have fewer than that rank in those seven categories I gave you? You add all their all-time ranks up, and it's fewer than 100. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ruth Aaron Mays.
Ruth Aaron Mays. No. Mays, 221 because his on-base percentage wasn't high. It was 153rd all-time. Who else? Aaron?
Yeah.
He's 272. 238th on-base percentage.
Lou Gehrig's probably
back
up there.
Back in my day, you hit the ball. He didn't wait for a walk. These guys aren't walking.
Gehrig's probably up there.
Gehrig, 141, because he didn't play long enough. Here, you can make a strong case for Lou Gehrig. Had Lou Gehrig played longer, you know, injuries cut short his career,
yeah,
the military.
Like 37.
You could make a case he's the best.
There was no
hitter
military
to ever
duty
live.
For Lou Gehrig.
I thought he did for a little bit.
No.
Well, he didn't play nearly as many games as a lot of these guys.
Well, he played in 2,130 consecutive games.
Yeah, but he didn't play as many games as a lot of these guys.
2,130 is a lot of games. That's
Do you want to know where he ranks in games played?
He's probably up there.
Where? Guess where he is.
75th.
Stand by. I'm going to find it for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I can't. It's not something that can happen immediately.
Well, that's the problem, though. Most of that 21-30, when he wasn't playing before that, he wasn't playing. And then after that, he passed away. So, yeah, he's probably not much higher than, like, 2,300 games or something like that. Because he took himself out of the lineup when he started to get sick, and then he didn't play.
He ranks 162 in games played.
Okay, so 20,000 players, that's still pretty high.
Yeah. 2,164 games played. A lot of these guys played
a
lot.
Isn't that crazy?
Games.
21-30
anyway, back
in a
to,
row.
Who are the three?
I guess probably Pujols.
Pujols, again, on base percentage kills him. 229.
Read the guys again.
Cobb, Aaron, Williams, Musial, Ruth, Bonds, Mays, Gehrig, A-Rod. You haven't gotten any of them right yet.
Cobb.
Yaz, Griffey, Pujols, Rose, Frank Robinson.
Cobb. Ruth's not on there?
Yes, Ruth's on here.
I said he was the first guy I said.
Yeah, he's got 66 total.
Okay, Ty Cobb.
Cobb, not even close. 794th in home runs.
I don't know. I can't remember all the guys you said.
The next is Bonds at 68.
Oh, Bonds, duh.
And then Musial, the only other one, at 99.
Where does Bonds get dragged down?
Hits, 38th in hit. Musial got dragged down, and he's top 30 in everything. What a great player Stan Musial was. Can I just say that?
Well, I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, but I didn't get a chance to see him.
I'm sorry. Neither did I.
That breaks my heart to some degree. I met him. You're aware of the meeting.
Didn't he end up in 64?
He played until 63 was his last year. That was my first year following the Cardinals. I have some vague recollection, but 64 is really where it started.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you could probably get from Stan Musial to Ken Griffey Jr. in one degree of separation, because Pete Rose probably played at the same time as both of those guys.
Maybe. The guys who rank in the top 10 in most of these categories, Cobb ranks in the top 10 in 4, Aaron in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Williams just in 2, but he's all-time number 1 in on-base percentage, number 2 in slugging percentage. I contend, had he played more games
Ted
and
Williams.
Not missed the military time that he missed, there'd be a unanimous agreement that he's the greatest hitter ever.
Well, he would have got to like 35, 36, 3,700 hits, probably close to 700 homers. I mean, it just would have been insane.
Musial ranks top 10 in 4. Ruth in 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of the 7. Only hits. Does he fail? Bonds in 6 of the 7. Only hits. Mays
still
in
had
1, 2, 3.
Hits.
Gehrig in 3. A-Rod in 4. Thoughts?
A-Rod had a fantastic career.
Pujols in 3 now, but he'll enter the top 10 in hits. It's so cool getting to see Albert Pujols play his final season in St. Louis.
Well, I'm glad you're having
Aren't
fun.
You happy about that for me?
I mean, it's appropriate.
You're so jealous of me and the Cardinals, it's palpable.
Why would I be jealous of the Cardinals?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, they're the total opposite of what I want to be in life. This buttoned up, oh, we have great fans, and we're going to trot out horses on opening. That's so not what I want for myself.
Really?
I'm sorry. But, I mean, that departure.
What do you do on opening day in Cleveland?
We throw out the first pitch.
Who do you introduce?
Who do we need to introduce? We introduced
the 25-man
roster.
Do you have a Guardians Hall of Fame? Do they have that even?
Yeah, we do.
Do they bring those guys back?
Yeah, but it happens like during the summer.
But do they do anything special for them?
Yeah,
do they give
have
them
a nice little weekend.
We give
for
our
them?
Guys a red jacket. They
right.
We have a ceremony.
Again, something I don't want to stand for in life.
We have a ceremony over at Ballpark Village, hosted by Dan McLaughlin.
And everybody in the world gets in.
Not everybody in the
Jason
world.
Jason Isringhausen,
all-time Cardinals leader in saves. How would you not have him in? Who's in for you, Clown?
Oh, everybody. That's great.
Do they even come back?
Of course.
Do they turn down
the
invitation?
You know what? The guys who leave the organization as kind of at the end of their careers, they come back. Travis Hafner's back.
Who cares about
Carlos Baerga's back.
Carlos Baerga comes back.
Jim Thome's back. Albert Bell was back, but he's a nut. Rajay Davis came back.
Rajay Davis?
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame, but I'm saying these guys are still part of our organization.
Does Grady Sizemore come back?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard from Grady Sizemore since he kind of exited.
I can see a lot of players turning down
Kenny
the invitation.
Lofton comes back.
He does?
Yes.
When's the last time he was back?
A year or two ago. Maybe. He's back. He comes back. We keep these guys in the mix. We're a proud organization, too. We just don't tell everybody about it, like the Cardinals. What?
You don't tell anybody about it. That's the problem.
We don't need to.
We
try to practice some level of humility.
It is what it is. Listen, I got a team that we bring up Nolan Gorman, Brendan Donovan, Juan Yepes, and they just tear the cover off the ball.
Well, wait a month.
When
pitchers adjust to them.
We understand that, but I'm fairly pleased right now at this moment with where the Cardinals are, although they got Toronto, Milwaukee, and San Diego coming up on a homestand. It could go south in a hurry.
Well, you'll know.
You think I don't know that?
Just like I'll know for my team in about 3 or 4 weeks, because after Houston, it's Kansas City, Baltimore, Texas, and Detroit.
Well, if you don't win 80% of those games, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be good to know where the ball club stands going into June or July.
We got a good show for you today. What's on Tap, brought to you by Supplement World, the home of Testival Testosterone Booster. At 225, this video's all over social media. Did you see Lauren Mills, Lolo?
Yes.
And her dance and singing and incredible. You'd never see that from the Cleveland Guardian. The Cardinals would do that all day long.
I tried having fun on the baseball field. You shut that down in a hurry.
Lauren Mills from Shocker Softball. Now, they're eliminated, but we want to talk to her and see what how all that transpired yesterday in their regional at Fayetteville. At 2:45, Mike Warren, the head baseball coach at Goddard Eisenhower. Eisenhower, of course, in the 5A state baseball tournament coming up Thursday at X Stadium here in Wichita. And Mike, an old Winfield nemesis of mine. We played high school baseball at the same time. You don't find many people that I can talk to that played at the same time I did.
Is there another reason I would know that name? Because Mike Warren just sounds...
Coached at Barton County for many years.
Okay, that's probably it.
And now he's a head baseball coach at Eisenhower. And then at 3:25, another guy who's been around for a long time, Steve Harshberger, the softball coach at Bishop Carroll. They are in the 5A softball tournament. That's coming up at Wilkins Stadium later in the week. Steve Harshberger and his Bishop Carroll Golden Eagles, they are undefeated this season.
Are you sure it's at Wilkins Stadium?
5A, yes.
Usually they play it out at Twin Rivers, right?
Dude, I just looked this stuff up.
Okay. They usually have more than one game going on, is what I was, but maybe.
No, it's at Wilkins Stadium.
Okay, I believe you.
You think I don't know what I'm doing?
It usually isn't, though, is it?
Yes, it's all. They never have more than one game going on in the state tournament.
Of course they do.
No, they don't. They never have.
Yes.
You're wrong about that.
They do.
Going back to 1973 when I played in the state tournament at El Dorado, the state tournament for our class.
For softball, they do.
No, they don't. No, they do not.
We're going to. Oh, yeah, they
do. Softball goes quicker than baseball. Why would they use multiple fields?
And I think for baseball they have before, too.
Not. We didn't in 1973. Are you listening?
Then what are they doing out at Twin Rivers every year up till now?
Playing the tournament.
Yeah, something's fishy here.
You would not run multiple games during a state tournament. Are you out of your mind?
Something's fishy here.
You don't have – they've never done it.
In softball, I believe that they have. Someone please tweet at me if I'm wrong.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Then I'll hear it from an official.
Jeff, I've been around this state my entire
life. So have I, and I've covered these tournaments.
So you were at a tournament where you had to decide, well, do I want to cover this game on field one in the state tournament, or do I want to head over to field three where
– That's correct.
You remember doing that.
Yes, at Twin Rivers. Or is it Two Rivers? Whatever it's called.
See, you don't even know what it's called.
Twin, they're two. They may be identical. They may not be. I don't know. But it's a couple of rivers.
I can't believe there are things you don't just let slide sometimes.
No, I truly believe this. Like, I can't be crazy. That has happened.
Why would they do it in softball and not baseball? You think they did it in baseball.
I believe that it has happened in baseball.
You think they've done it in baseball.
But I don't believe it's a practice. I thought it was a practice. Because I've been over covering, like, Bishop Carroll baseball while another game was going on.
Well, sure, baseball and softball go on at the same time. Not on the same facility.
No, I'm talking about another baseball game.
As backward as we can be in this state, we would never run a state tournament where there are multiple games going on in the state tournament, where the whole...
Why?
Because that detracts from the games.
You want
fans to come and watch.
Every basketball tournament goes on at the same time.
What are you talking about?
Every state basketball tournament.
But they don't play multiple games at different venues. The 6A tournament...
Yeah, but no, let's be honest. No one's going to the state baseball tournament to watch all the games.
Well, I'd certainly have that option.
They're watching their family, their son, their daughter, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, whatever.
Where would you hold a state baseball tournament where you have four facilities?
Hummer, Topeka.
You have four baseball fields.
A couple. I don't know that you need four. I think there's two going on at the same time. Like, someone tell me I'm wrong. Besides you, you don't count. I've been out of – I've covered these tournaments.
You couldn't be more wrong.
I covered them for 17 years.
In 1973, we played at El Dorado in the state tournament. There was no other venue going on at that time. We had four games.
Okay.
We played Kansas City Wyandotte in the opener.
No one's tweeting at me that
well,
I've
they
seen.
Well, they can't believe it. I mean,
I wish someone would just solve this.
You don't make any sense.
Surely Charlie Ebright's listening and can back me up here.
All right, well, we'll take a break. When we come back, Lolo from Wichita State Softball, Lauren Mills from Topeka, and she had a great season, and she really hit the social media airwaves yesterday with her dance and lip-syncing, maybe more than lip-syncing,
she was
singing Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun during the Fayetteville Regional. She joins us next. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KFH.
We are back. Lionel Richie, the musical theme. He is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. That's You Are from Lionel Richie. We are joined on the hotline now by Lauren Mills from Wichita State Softball. She goes by Lolo, and welcome. How are you, Lauren?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. You know, you're a video sensation right now. And, boy, what a great video that was. It just kind of happened. It you were at the plate waiting on a pitching change or a pitching visit. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Princeton was doing their pitching meeting out in the circle. I think they're trying to figure out what to do with me. But they were meeting out there. Song just came on, and I like to dance. I don't know what I'm doing really when I dance, but I just like to dance, I guess. So it kind of just happened. So.
Well, and that song's a danceable one from Cyndi Lauper. So I know you didn't have a care in the moment at that time, but now that we've had some time pass, how much have you heard about that? How many text messages, how many people have reached out to you? You're a viral sensation.
I think a lot of my friends from back in Topeka kind of reached out, like, "Hey, man, I saw it, but you know, hey, I saw this, and it was kind of cool." I'm like, "Yeah, it was cool." And then my phone keeps getting Instagram notifications, so I just get those every 30 minutes. I'm just like, "Oh, like 20 more people just liked that video that went out." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's kind of cool." So it's just kind of a neat process that's been going on.
I think, Lauren, one of the funniest parts of that video, and funny in a different way, was when the game was back on, you were in the box, and you immediately turned serious and stoic, and obviously in that moment as well. How do you shift from the dancing and the singing and kind of be in that center of attention to, all right, now I got to get the literal game face back on?
I kind of do that in practice. A lot in practice, whenever we're going from one thing to the next thing, we have like a water break or something. I'm kind of just goofing around my teammates, having a good time with them at practice. And then it's like, okay, well, practice is gone. We're starting our next drill. And that's when you just get right in focus, because there's a time to be silly and there's a time to be serious. And I've been a silly person all my life. And I've just been myself, I guess, and I know it's time to get serious.
Everyone knows her as Lolo around Shocker softball. Lauren Mills, a junior from Topeka, this year had a great year, 16 home runs, drove in 51. So the Shockers came up short against Oregon a couple of times in Fayetteville. How are you going to look back on this regional performance, and why do you feel like Wichita State had trouble scoring runs against that Oregon pitching staff?
Well, Oregon, I think, does a really good job with what pitchers they have. They have pitchers that throw really fast, then really average. And I think just doesn't matter how fast you pitch sometimes. It matters about where you place it, how you're working the batters and stuff like that. Because when I was pitching in high school, I wasn't really the fastest person on the planet, but I knew how to hit my spots, and just doing that can be just destructive in some points, and just knowing when to throw a change up, when to do this, when to do that. And then on top of that, just I think that as a younger team, we needed this experience, and they feel like if we ever get a chance in the future to play against them again, I think that we're going to be a lot better off. We're going to do a lot better. I think we're going to have a lot more success because we've been in that situation before.
So this kind of speaks to the being in the moment thing and knowing, you know, when to focus. A couple of your biggest hits, you had a pinch hit, two-run homer off Georgina Corrick in the AAC tournament. You had a pinch hit, three-run double against Central Florida late in the season in that really important game and series. So those obviously you got to start a bunch of games too, but what was it like coming off the bench in a couple big situations and coming up with those big hits?
Well, when you're pinch hitting and you are winning just if coach needs you or not, you kind of have to always stay ready, always stay on your feet, and every other inning or every inning you go to the outfield after you do the little run to the fence, you touch the fence, you come back and you're just running right into just timing the pitcher out and doing what you got to do, because everybody, even if you're on the bench or not, has to be ready for anything. And I think that being ready on the side is very, very, very important. So I think that with all of the pinch hitting stuff, I think just being ready is the key, and knowing when you have to kind of say like, hey, when you go in, this is what you got to do. Take notice of what everyone else is doing, because you got to be very like attention to detail about that stuff. I got to pay attention to what people are doing, what counts are being thrown. Like if all the lefties are being thrown in an inside pitch, I got to be aware of that. So just overall, you got to just be pay attention on the side, and when you get put in, you got to test yourself and what you've seen.
Lauren Mills, our guest. Wichita State softball now has concluded its season at 34-18 in a regional down at Fayetteville. So this is a team, you mentioned young, and it is a young team. You do lose your two mainstay pitchers, but it looks like you've got some people in the pipeline that are gonna fill in that position. I don't know what to make of the transfer portal in the sport of softball. So I used to be able to assume that everybody's coming back and the Shockers are looking great for 2023. I do presume they're going to look great for 2023, but how do we guarantee that in this day and age of college athletics?
Well, the transfer portal, I think, overall gives an opportunity for players that if they're not happy or if something's going on with them, that they can have an option. And I know that Cindy McKinney transferred when I was a freshman, and she's just awesome. I love her. I love her to death. She's one of my best friends, and I think that the transfer portal, even though it's like some criticism is behind it, I think that it's a good thing, and it gives people a thing to have just in case. Like, you obviously want to stay there and hope you made the right choice, but sometimes things don't pan out the way you want to, and that could be kind of a thing you don't think about when you're doing the whole process. But for the rest of it, I think that every year the team, I think the main thing you got to have is chemistry. And every year on this team, we have chemistry. I have not seen that once that it's not. It's always been team chemistry. We always get along with each other. And we're just a big family. That's just how it is. And I think that being a family on this team is the most important thing in my eyes, because whenever you're having a bad day or having just not a good day at the plate or something like that, you have somebody like Maddie Espinosa who hypes you up and it's like, hey man, everything's okay. You got it. Just you just got to do this, you got to do that. Everything's going to be okay. And having somebody like that on my team, which is not just her, it's everybody, but having people like that on your team, I think, is crucial. And I think that just overall team chemistry is the key on our team.
So there's a movement, Lauren, in baseball and in big league baseball, they call it let the kids play, where you're kind of allowed now to be a little bit more demonstrative, maybe do some things from a showing off point of view that weren't they were frowned upon before. But every time I see highlights of Wichita State and you all hit all of your home runs, you're just head down, you're around the bases pretty quick. Do you think that movement, let the kids play, the bat flip stuff, maybe some of the demonstrative histrionics, has that ever come to softball, do you think?
I think some players, not on every team, of course, but some players, when they do that, it's on the team, it's yay, it's great. But it depends on what you do with that. Like, let's say I bat flip and then do a front flip afterwards. That's a little uncalled for. But yes, if I just do a bat flip, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. And you just recognize, like, oh, that's cool. All right, next play. But for the rest of it, I think it's just there's a fine line with showing off and being confident. And even though some people ride that slant pretty hard, I do believe that, like, gives more confidence to the players, and I think it does more good than bad, in my opinion. So, for me, I think the movement is okay for now, as long as it's not made into something it's not supposed to be.
Well, it's great to talk with you. We love Shocker softball in this community. Obviously, it's really blown up over the last few years, and players such as yourselves and your friend Sydney McKinney, who you mentioned earlier. By the way, she hit 522 this year, which I can't even wrap my head around that. Can you, as a softball player, even understand how that can happen?
Oh, it's just beautiful. I just find it like just a work of art, masterpiece, to be honest with you. You're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And it's just, it's kind of a thing for me. Like if I see Sid do something, it inspires me to do something. I have a feeling that I'm not the only one on the team who feels that way. Seeing Sid do some of the stuff she does, it puts a fire underneath you. And I think it's just fun to watch her, even if you're in the dugout or on the field or wherever.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate your time, and have a good summer, and we'll see you back with the Shockers next spring.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Lauren Mills from Shocker Softball, joined on the hotline by Mike Warren, the baseball coach at Goddard Eisenhower High School. Mike has been around the game of baseball forever. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Bob. Thanks.
Has it literally been forever?
Seems like it. 43 years, I guess that's forever.
Yeah, and your dad obviously had a lot to do with that. So, and I've known you for most of those 43 years. Tell me how you ended up at Eisenhower.
Well, when I retired at Barton County Community College, I moved to Wichita, and Tom Campbell was coaching, the head coach at Eisenhower at the time, and he needed an assistant, and I hadn't planned on going back into coaching, but he talked me into it, and so came out here and was his assistant for 3 years, and then he took another job, and I didn't want the head job, so it was given to Kerry Dinkle, and I stayed on and helped him, and then when he decided to hang it up, I really like the kids in the program, and high schools is something I've never coached before. I just coached college baseball, so it was a little bit different. And kids were good kids, and they were working hard, and we kind of had a connection, and I wanted to stay with it. And then the pandemic hit. The first year that I was officially the head coach, we didn't play. So I've been here as a head coach for 2 years.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a lot about your team, of course, but you do play Valley Center in the first round of the state tournament. That's a team that got you early on in the season in doubleheader. So what did you learn about your own team since then, and what do you know? You know, obviously you know a lot, but what have you learned over the course of the season about Valley Center as well that might give you a better chance here?
Well, I think, you know, the thing is we played them the first doubleheader of the year. When you do that, you don't even know who your team is yet. At the beginning of the year, it's kind of hard, and it's kind of no personalities. You don't know what personality your team's going to take on. And I think it's probably affected us more than it has them, because they are very good. They were good out of the chute. They're well coached. And I can say that because the coach there played for me at Barton, Matt Robertson. So we're really close. We're kind of a reflection of each other, team-wise. And so we've improved a lot. We've gotten a lot better. We had to deal with some adversity before the season ever started, and that is we lost our shortstop and number two arm, and Jason McCarty, who tore his knee at the last basketball game of the year, and then we lost our starting catcher to a football injury, shoulder injury. So we haven't had them all year, and guys have just stepped up and played out of position a little bit, and have owned it. Never complained about it. We don't have any superstars. We just have a bunch of guys that like to play the game and like to play the game the right way. And intensity is one thing that you probably know me well enough to know that's something that we demand, and that's something they give us.
Talking with Mike Warren, the head baseball coach at Goddard Eisenhower. So we know you have a WSU commit and a pitcher, Tyner Horn. Tell us about him, and then fill us in on some of your other key guys.
Tyner when we got Tyner last year as a sophomore, you know, the first time I saw him throw a baseball, I was kind of amazed at how well it came out of his hand. I hadn't seen a ball come out of the hand of a kid that young in a long time. And, you know, with very little effort, you know, he's grown in the last 2 years. He's got another year left. And he's going to, you know, he's going to pitch upper 80s, low 90s. You know, he's learned how to compete this year. And he's learned how to cut down on his walks. He's throwing more strikes, which with the pitch count, that's important as well. And so, yeah, he's a guy that we expect to win every time we put him out there on the mound. And, you know, everybody's number one is that way. So that's what's going to make for a good baseball game between the two of us, because they've got a good number one as well. You know, we've got a right fielder. We've got two junior outfielders that, you know, one's our leadoff guy, one's our three-hole guy, and both guys have really stepped up and done a good job. Our leadoff guy's hitting, I think, 408. His name's Carson Roy, and then William Rogers, our right fielder, and he's got some pop in his bat. But they also work hard. Roy's got – they can both run. Like I say, you know, together we're pretty good. Individually, there's nothing great about us, except that they play hard and they know how to play the game.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about no superstars, and you've got a lot of really good players. I'm just looking at kind of the leaders, your statistical leaders, and a whole bunch of players show up on those leaderboards. So, how much is the 1 through 9 approach kind of working for this club?
That's what it is. It works really well because you know, anytime anybody can get something done. You know, if one guy's scuffling a little bit, another guy's going to pick him up. That's what we've done all year. That's what we've had to do. You know, in the absence of those two injuries, and they've taken it to heart. They do a good job of helping each other out. I think the best thing about it, which is hard to do because we're not together very much, very long with high school rules, is they all like each other. And they all, you know, if you see one, you're going to see six or seven of them. And they do stuff together. So that 1 through 9 mentality, you know, is something that we take to heart and that they've taken to heart. So, as you know, as a former coach, we can only do so much, and then those guys have to get out and execute, and that's what they've done.
Talking with Mike Warren, he's the head baseball coach at Goddard Eisenhower. So I know my son wants me to ask you about our playing days.
Yeah, I definitely do. Please.
He's been ribbing me, telling me that I need to ask you about our playing days back in the 1920s. Sure. You played at Winfield. I played at Derby. We were Arc Valley League foes. I still have great memories of those times and the players around the Arc Valley at that time. And, of course, you're one of those guys we all think about, my group, when we think about Winfield as well as Steve Leake. And just talk about those years, Mike, and how much baseball had been and became even a bigger part of your life during your time at Winfield.
Well, in Winfield, when my dad coached baseball at Newton High School, and then we moved to Winfield, and Winfield didn't have baseball. And in 1971, my dad, Dave, started baseball at Winfield High School, and that was when I was a sophomore. And when I was a junior the next year in 1972, we had two losses on the year. One was to Newton and one was to Sedan. And you probably remember Rick Borchers. He's a big leaguer. He beat us and 1-0, and Newton beat us 1-0. We won our regional, went to the state tournament. At that time, Bob, you remember, it was 5-4 and 3A all lumped into one state tournament. And so we were a 3A school at the time. And we went to the state tournament, and I'll be darned if we didn't win that thing. I think we beat North, and we ended up beating Kansas City, Washington in the finals, beat South in the semifinals, and beat Kansas City, Washington 1-0 in the finals. So baseball back then, there weren't as many high schools with baseball, but the baseball was amazing. It was really, really good, and that's where I attained that love for it, through my dad and through my teammates and on further. And I think if you look back at anybody, especially, guys like you and me, Bob, we can look and see coaches that really made a difference in our lives and made a difference in how we thought about things. My dad was a big influence for me. We did a lot of things together baseball wise. I was fortunate enough to play for him. I was fortunate enough to play for Dave Bingham at Emporia State, and those two guys molded me and it's just kind of steamrolled since then. Once I got into coaching, it got into my blood, and just being able to be around kids and helping kids, not only with baseball, but with life problems and with, just life in general. It's really been a fun ride. And now this is something that, you don't expect. And it's a good feeling for these kids to have the opportunity to go, attain something that I got to do when I was that age. So, as you well know, Derby had some great teams. And a little sidelight on Derby, I got knocked out cold twice in my baseball career by guys who didn't slide at second base because I was a second baseman turning double plays. And one of those was at Derby.
Uh-oh.
It was
remember who, do you?
No, I don't. I don't.
I never don't got on base, much. So it wouldn't have been me.
and then you and my dad had a relationship too.
Right.
But my dad also cherished that, and that's where I met you, other than on the baseball field. And so baseball lends itself to a lot of friendships, a lot of helping each other out. Doesn't matter if they're an opponent or anything like that. We're always happy to help each other out. And that's something that, gets in your blood and you can't get it out. And I think that's why I'm here.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Good luck in the 5A state tournament. It begins on Thursday out at X Stadium. Goddard Eisenhower in the nightcap game, 5:45 against Valley Center. We look forward to it, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Mike Warren from Goddard Eisenhower. We'll take a break, return with Jive Talk at the top of hour number two. Don't forget Steve Harshberger, the softball coach at Bishop Carroll, another guy who's been around the sport for a long time. He'll join us at 3:25. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.